Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:22 and it's time for What's Bugging You? This is your opportunity to call in and air it out and get it off your chest, whatever it is. Could be a little minor thing that's irritating you or something big or anything in between. All right. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs, and we don't want them around here. All right, so call in now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. We'll try to get you in. Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning. The Florida legislators bugging me. These people have zero interest in assisting the governor in dealing with Florida's massive illegal immigration program. They get up there and they act like they care about these people, but they really don't. Now, we all know that transnational gangs and the cartel are the biggest facilitators of this. So my question, and this is my opinion, are they really scared about their cartel overlords, or are they really scared about the will of the Florida people? Because if you follow the money like in other states, it all goes back to one thing. I think they're dirty, I think they're getting paid, and I think they're scared of their cartel overlords, and that's just my opinion. Thanks, Bob.
No, thank you. I mean, it is hard to understand. It's one of the reasons why we're going to talk to the governor later on this morning and to ask about that. What's their motivation? They call themselves Republicans. They run as Republicans. They get elected. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden they get, completely weak-kneed. Yeah, this is one of those logic things like why would you want immigration enforced any other way other than effectively and efficiently?
Well, and if we've already got systems in place, it comes under the governor's umbrella, as I put it. Why are they wanting to mess with it anyway?
Exactly.
Just let him do his job, and let's just move on.
Yep. Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
The contrast between Homan as the borders are and Kamala Harris as the borders are, the contrast should not be that wide. And the reason it's that wide is because the left is a bunch of undercover treasonous traitors. That's what's bugging me. That's the truth. God bless America.
Yeah. What about the difference between Kristi Noem and Secretary Mayorkas, former secretary? Already, she's been in on raids, literally boots on the ground. Yeah, this is a refreshing change of administration, to say the very least.
And she has very nice boots.
877-975-9825. Careful now. Tom, what's bugging you?
Oh, what's bugging me? First off, morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
But anyway, what's bugging me is the state legislator that Florida's overwhelmingly voted Republican for aren't Republican at all. They're not fighting for what they had ran on, and then that was to support our governor. They're not doing it. It's just bugging me really bad. I'm tired of buying fresh from Florida, but the illegals are picking it.
Well, why? I mean, why at this time when, yeah, like you said, Republicans dominate the legislature, Republican governor, we've had a succession of them, and mm-hmm. the state is doing very, very well. I guess there are people that want to get elected, and they say they're Republicans, but at heart, there's no way they could be. They couldn't, because this is the opportunity to push forward a very important agenda. John, what's bugging you?
Yeah, Bob, wasn't it nice, political left? They threw us a bone in the way of, going and getting after Senator Menendez of New Jersey after they let the Biden crime family slide, and they falsely went after Trump on more than one occasion.
Yeah, Menendez got, former senator from New Jersey, Menendez got 11-year sentence. Man, this guy was a dirty dog. All the way back to when I started talk radio, he was really one of the first stories I talked about.
Isn't that funny?
It's amazing that here we are 24 years later, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is I don't believe Mayorkas was pardoned, and I believe he should be charged with facilitating an alien invasion of the United States. And that's treasonable. And he should be charged. That's what's bugging me.
Well, that's very interesting. I don't know if he was included in that or not. Do you know, was Mayorkas part of the Biden getting off the hook?
Oh, as far as a pre-pardon?
Yeah. I'm not sure if he was mentioned or not.
His name didn't pop up, but
yeah.
I don't know. That's a good
Phil
question.
Phil said
now.
He wasn't, so I tend to believe him. Yeah, that's very interesting. Let's go to Bob. What's bugging you?
The rhinos in the state legislature, in the Senate. Last night, Dana Lash had a whole thing about it, and it seems like they're bought off by the sugar growers. And we don't need rhinos bought off by anybody. We need rhinos that are working for us.
Well, we don't need rhinos at all. I think so. Hopefully.
Only at the zoo
meant to
or
say.
The African plains. Yeah.
We want real Republicans.
Yeah.
And we want them to push forward the conservative agenda. And dealing with this immigration issue is huge, and they shouldn't be weakening any of the things we're doing. They should be strengthening every single part of that immigration bill. We'll talk more about it coming up, including talking to Governor DeSantis himself in the 9 o'clock hour. So don't go anywhere. It's 7:28. Happy Thursday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.